Oh, I recognize that face. You're in trouble, aren't you? Well, I'll take you out to the Outer Rim, but I don't think it's going to do you much good. Why? Well, there's a new bounty hunting group. You haven't heard?
There's a two-faced Twi'lek and a pugilist droid. If I were you, I'd do my best to avoid the Solonian captain and the Gandroid tech. Better watch your back or you're gonna get wrecked. The writing on the sky on fire. Heading to the edge of the Empire. Your number's up and now you gotta pay. Running from the heroes of the Hadean Way.
Previously on Heroes of the Hadean Way, the crew of the Sky on Fire flew through a fierce space battle between their employer, the Zon Consortium, and their bounty, the Pirate Queen. After clamping onto her ship, the Renegade's Blood, they fought their way past a defense party and boarded. The cruiser was in bad shape, ion damage thrumming through powerless hulls filled with darkness. Barrowin took point with her natural ability to see in shadows, and after getting direction from some deserters, they set their sights on the forward lift as a route to Bridge and Queen. But what awaits around the bend? Find out on this week's episode, Rarified Air.
Welcome to Heroes of the Hadean Way. This is a live play podcast that explores published adventures in the Fantasy Flight Games Star Wars RPG line. Our current adventure is Mask of the Pirate Queen, and this is Act 3, Episode 6. I'm Ben, the GM for this adventure.
And I am Leslie, playing Billy, playing the muscle of this group.
I slightly object to the muscle. There are multiple muscles, as is evidenced by the fact that I, Vestrano, played by Ren, am also of a muscular stature.
Would you say that I am the blunt force whereas you are precision striking?
Yes, I like that.
Okay, playing the blunt force.
I'm Barrowin, and I didn't think droids had muscles.
It is a metaphor. I'm practicing my use of metaphor.
That makes more sense.
And this Gan's name is Illyn Cab, and Illyn is both the brains and the charm of this crew. Wink.
That's a fair assessment.
I will not, for the sake of time, disagree.
To learn more about our characters, we get one hero to ask another a question. Today, it is Barrowin's turn to ask.
Billy, this might not be the best time for it, but, HR tells me I need to.
Are you not HR?
I'm not human.
You make a valid point.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I cannot say, as I have not ventured thus far.
It's not... You're not gonna be checked on it. It's more of an expression of your hopes or your desires or other things that I'm now realizing droids may not have?
To be fair, Captain, I would say that your learning experience of the expanded possibilities of droid life are running very much parallel to my own at times. I, as of recently, have discovered that I could have perhaps aspirations, but I have not so much as decided what they may be, has become aware to the possibility of the possibility.
I see.
So, somewhere safer would be nice.
Barrowin jots this down. Safer. How much safer? Like, a little safer? A lot safer?
Perhaps not aboard an enemy's ship.
No, I see.
Specifically one that has tried rather successfully to deter our endeavors in that they have, well, seriously hindered our progress.
Well, if however, we are going to. However, in 5 years, we're all in trouble.
Overcome. Mostly not here is my goal for the near future. Is this a test?
Test isn't the word I'd use.
Well, should we survive this day, let us discuss the future once more.
Okay, I'll put that on my to-do list.
Note, survive today.
I mean, that sounds like the kind of thing that if a character said it in a movie, you'd be like, oh, they're not making it out.
I mean, fair.
Do you have a bad feeling about this?
Like, yeah, let's just sort of see on how this whole session goes. Let us get a destiny pool for today's sessions.
Shall I bring balance to the force?
You can try.
Bam! I did not bring balance to the force.
No, you in fact made it move in our favor.
I made
so
it
our
better.
Destiny pool for this session are 3 light side points and 2 dark side points.
So, the heroes have been able to secure their foothold on the Renegade's Blood after fighting their way through the thick battle in space. They were able to overcome the initial defense force and were even able to successfully deal with a group of looters as they made their way deeper into the ship. As the heroes move a bit deeper in the direction that the 3 pirates had directed, the lights flicker on for a moment as you're able to get a decent look at this pretty banged up and debris-filled hallway, and then blue light flickers throughout the lighting and then everything goes dark again. The Renegade's Blood continues to sway beneath the firepower amassed against it. As it rocks from another blast, a voice up near the turbolift ahead curses,
"Ichuta, how are we supposed to get this bucket back together if they keep shooting holes in us?" "Stop ye weaning. If we can get the shields back online for a few minutes, we'll be well on our way."
Peeking around the corner, you see 4 humanoids in grease-stained coveralls working diligently on a number of exposed panels. You can see that they are engrossed in their work. They don't see you yet. You might be able to sneak past them, or ambush them easily.
These are technicians?
Yeah.
Do we want to ambush easily? Can I see them? Or are they in the shadows?
Right now, the lights are off. The lights had turned on for about 30 seconds, and then a ion surge went through everything and turned them off again.
Would they have lights, though?
They do have, like, pen lights and a glow rod, like, more of a lantern-style glow rod than the flashlights. And you can see that, yeah, they're working on different cables and whatnot.
I mean, I can get in pretty close and give them an unpleasant surprise.
It's your prerogative, first mate.
They're in front of the lift tube?
They're just past the lift tube. And as you're getting ready to do something, one of them raises their hands up in triumph as the lights come on. And they start counting, like 1, 2, 3.
All right, I think we've got it.
Are they just staying where they are? Are they going to move away?
They're currently staying where they are. From their posture, it doesn't look like they entirely believe that the lights are going to stay on. And in the hallway, yeah, you can see a huge amount of, like, blown out paneling on the side of the hallway. The entire place looks like several explosions have gone through this hallway. When the doors open on the left-hand side, you can see in and you just see a bunch of bunk beds that have fallen over and are, like, a couple of them are holding each other up in sort of this triangle. One's fallen over and then another one's fallen on top of it. Like, looks like the crew course has just been completely a jumble.
Would we have an idea of how large a crew this would be?
Actually, I might be able to know that. Hey, Ben.
Yo.
Can I make a no schematic check now that I have that talent?
Sure.
What is that?
So once per session, I can make a hard knowledge education check. And if I'm successful, it grants familiarity with a building or ship's design. So that might give me a better idea of how many people would be aboard, as well as different routes we could take, etc. I only didn't do this last session because I didn't have the talent yet. So I'm spending a light side point, and let's see. Nope. 1 use of the talent, and I got 1 failure because 2 of the green dice decided to roll blank.
Well, you know that the stock configuration of a ship this size is like, it's got a bridge crew, usually like 4 engineers or something like that, and then maybe a passenger complement of another 16 or so. But this is a pirate ship, so you're not really sure on how that's been modified. And, like, this is a pirate ship that normally boards other ships, so they've got to have, like, fighting forces on board. And, I mean, the Queen's here, so that probably gets more people. So, There's a lot of people on here, possibly.
Maybe the crew can just, captain's a nope, scare them a little.
Well, if we can get to the lift, we can get into the bridge, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
If it is likely that there will be other lifts. Illyn, is there a chance that you could disable them? Perhaps with the tools those fellows are using?
Illyn has plenty of tools of Illyn's own. If Illyn is on site with those lifts, Illyn can definitely do so. And Cav thinks it would be better to be on site for them. Cav isn't sure that Cav can disable them from a computer terminal given all of this ion damage.
And as soon as Illyn says ion damage, you see a wash of blue lightning flash across the left bulkhead and approach the engineers up ahead. As it gets closer, it hits a thick, I'm talking like 4-inch across, wire and seems to just get sucked into it. And as it does, that wire sparks and wriggles around, smacking into one of the four engineers who feels it and then jumps away, yelling, "Carabast!"
Question.
Yep.
Me am a droid. On ship with ion damage everywhere. Am I in danger?
If you touch the outside of the ship, yes. If you get hit by one of those lightning waves, yes. So far, they've been pretty close to the edge of the ship. It's only been, like, on the ceiling that you've seen them so far.
So Billy should avoid touching wires and walls for now.
I think we should probably all avoid touching wires from the looks of things.
Yes.
Billy kind of uses the internal servos to kind of make her arms a little shorter and her legs a little shorter. She just hunkers in on herself slightly.
Given the disarray that this ship is in, Illyn proposes the crew move fast, get the queen, and get out. Really, with all of this damage, Illyn isn't sure Illyn can do any more damage than what's already being done.
I agree. I just wanted to see how long you and Billy would stand in the middle of a war zone talking about it.
The captain pleases herself to make jokes at this time. Very well.
Illyn was waiting for Barrowin's lead.
Billy doesn't wait for Barrowin's lead. Billy just goes and punches. She just goes straight for the flailing, terrified people, because if they're not there to make repairs, repairs aren't being made. So anything that hinders the queen helps us, hopefully.
All right. So that is a average brawl check.
Okay.
Actually, with the way that I've described everything, I really think I should use a destiny point because there's exposed wires in that, upgrading into one red, one purple.
Okay, then. Can I have a boost for surprise since they are otherwise engaged?
Oh, absolutely.
Do-do-do-do-do.
What was the distance like I was covering?
I'm figuring, yeah, that would actually be medium range that you'd have to get to. That you're sprinting past the turbo lift and to the open maintenance areas. So, yeah, it would be at medium distance.
So, too strained to actually get there.
Yeah.
So she appears, and, you know, the one's wrestling with the wire, and the others are kind of watching, trying to figure out how to help. You said there's four, right?
Yep.
And she lands directly behind the one that's kind of standing back, like, he's not really trying to help, but he's, you know, gauging things.
Supervising.
Yeah. Very PennDOT. Taps him on the shoulder, and then as he turns around, punches him in the face.
I mean...
with vibro knuckles, because, again, those never got put away.
With vibro knuckles, I think, doesn't that reduce your crit rating by a silly amount?
The crit is 2. So, she punches this guy in the face, and he goes flailing backwards with, it's brawn plus 1 for vibro knuckles, plus success, so 5.
Okay.
Pierce 1.
Okay, so that would have knocked out the guy that you were punching.
Okay.
And... the way you're describing, sending him flying.
So he goes flying into the guy that had just wrangled the thing.
Okay.
Which knocks the guy who had wrangled off balance, sending him back into me, and I just punch again with the crit.
Okay, yeah.
If I can. Are they minions?
I can go with that. Yeah, they're minions.
And then as I punch this one, he flies into the other one, and the other one just flies directly into the wire and gets zorted to death with my second crit.
Okay. Yeah, I can go with that. So that leaves one of the three still standing.
But he just saw his three mates go down in a rather crunchy fashion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Barrowin will just step around the corner and blast him with a stun blast.
All right. That would be shooting into engage, medium distance. lights are on, so...
I'll have to close the short, because stun doesn't work farther away from short.
Oh, right, yeah. So, one less possible aim. Awesome. Still shooting into engage.
Versus one red. And then if you want to upgrade it again, I can add a purple.
Yep.
Okay, that's a red and a purple, ultimately. And I assume he doesn't have any defense.
Absolutely not, no.
Zap. Okay, so one success, two advantage, which means 10 damage. And this is stun setting.
Oh yeah, this guy's out like a light.
Let's see, two advantage. Could that one have something on him, like a tool or a security access kind of thing, or something that would be useful to us?
Schematic?
Yeah, since Cav doesn't know this.
Hey, I spent 25 XP for that talent. It's more than a two advantage talent.
Okay. So one thing that I will absolutely give you for that is internal command cylinder, or not exactly command cylinder, like internal ID, so that like take the ID, go on turbo lift, and the turbo lift will just answer to you instead of having to slice it or anything.
All right, sounds good.
Ooh, nice.
Quickly make sure these four are out, whatever out happens to mean, and keep moving.
Two of which... Yeah, you're pretty just safe just leaving him there and not touching him. Unless you've got a barge pole or some wood thing.
I'm not going to waste my binders on any.
Yeah, there's only one there that's still alive. Two of which are currently laying on a wire that's active. And yeah, if you want to touch him, go ahead, but...
At least it's insulated from us now.
No, not really. People are very good conductors.
All right, everybody, let's keep moving.
So this brings you to the forward turbo lift, and it's big enough that all four of you are able to get in. It's relatively cramped because, well, this is on a Corellian ship, and they seem to make things a little on the tight size, at least for the small capital ship turbo lifts. You can see on there there's a M and a B on the buttons, and the B is on top.
Does the turbo lift appear to still have power running to it?
Yes, the turbo lift does look to have power.
May I suggest that I take point at the door and Captain, you and Cav prepare your weapons?
Ilin was already hiding behind Billy.
Nice.
Is the door one person's width?
Yes.
All right.
Give or take. Like, it's about 1 1/4 person's width. Like, Tanya would have problems.
Then Vistrano will stand kind of behind Billy, poking out a little bit. And looming, but not in skill name.
Okay.
Barrowin hits the B for Barrowin.
For Battlebridge.
All right. As the heroes take the lift up to the top deck, suddenly all sound from outside the lift stops. You can hear the outer door open, and then a red triangle starts to flash on the display. The turbo lift is locked on this floor. A bulkhead is closed below it.
Does this appear to be a security measure or a systems failure?
Neither. This appears to be a emergency system kicking in. There is the pressure sensors on the outside of the lift appear to have been showing zero or close to zero.
Have we been ejected into space?
No. This is about 30 seconds later, and you didn't really move all that far.
Ilin could try to bypass the system's failsafe, that is assuming that the turbo lift shaft isn't open to vacuum above us.
Is there like a hatch in the ceiling?
Yes, there is. It is currently sealed.
Well,
Ilin, see what you can do.
Okay.
Alright, so what is it that Ilin's wanting to do?
I guess the first thing I want to do is I would like to try to determine if this is a an actual danger that the turbo lift is in, that there is a vacuum either up ahead or we are about to run into. I don't know if I have a safe way of doing that without opening up that top hatch though, or if I have a safe way to do it rather.
What I'd be willing to try is a red and a purple to essentially cut the hydraulics on the door and be able to pull it open a bit and then close it again. Probably getting backup on the closing it again from everyone else.
Okay, so basically abandoning the lift.
Well, attempting to open it, see what's out there, and then close the door again. Losing some pressure, but not all.
Okay, gotcha. Let's see what environment the crew is in. So this is a red and a purple. What kind of check? Is this mechanics or?
That is a mechanics check.
Okay. 4 successes, 5 advantages.
Yeah. 6. Wow.
This is what Illyn does.
All right. So for the successes, yeah, you're able to get it open and take a look out. And yeah, you can see that there is a absolute whirlwind going on outside the turbo lift. And as the door opens, since Illyn is one now in front of everyone else pretty much is pulled directly at the barely open door. But I'm assuming Billy is able to keep Barrowin and Vestrano from hitting the back of Illyn so that everyone's able to work at getting that door back closed.
Yes, please.
Yeah, I can brace, and they can, like, brace on that, and we can work it shut.
Yeah.
So we managed to shut the lift, and that's when we're, those of us who need to breathe are probably breathing a little heavily, and Illyn says,
yep, the lift is definitely in a vacuum.
Can you get it moving again?
Illyn is going to try.
My goal, Ben, is just to get to this lift to any safe floor. Illyn doesn't care if it's the bridge or not. Bridge preferred, but if we have to go back at this point, that would be preferable.
All right. So that would be a computer's check.
Okay.
I am thinking that that would be systems relatively failing. This is a top deck. I'm going to go with it's going to be a 3-red check.
Okay. That's less encouraging, but I'm going to go ahead and spend a light side point. Help my odds here. 3 reds. Lots of room for despair. This is going to be fun.
Interesting.
2 successes and 4 advantages. Also, I never spent the 5 advantages from before.
I was going to eat some of those up with people not getting flung out into the
voidy nothingness.
Room and, like, keeping air.
That is fair.
Oh, look, you only succeeded a little.
I mean, there was chances of despairs.
Could the 4 advantages be spent to have that direction we can go in a upward, closer to the bridge momentum?
Well, the problem with that is that there's only 2 levels to here. There's okay. The down where you had been and then up where you are and is in... Open a vacuum.
Okay, so back down it is. I think I have another idea for the 4 advantages. Maybe as the lift is coming back down, the system is trying to show us the, like, alternative routes, like safer routes to go, as it's, you know, very, very, like, cheerful display, like, oh, well, if, you know, this area is not safe. You should proceed to the aft of the ship and then use this, you know, Macquarie tube to reach deck one.
Quick question about the vacuum situation.
Yep.
Is it that the tube is open to space, or is the tube just depressurized and vacuum but still sealed, more or less?
The room it was opening up to is open to space.
Okay.
Or it isn't actually showing zero pressure, it's showing really, really low pressure.
Like there's a hole.
Yeah, like there's at least one large hole.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, the rerouting that it is attempting to show is... actually, with that, it shows a internal map of the bridge section, which really is about 6 rooms in a row. Not even a hallway. It's just more this room opens into this room, opens into this room kind of thing. It's sort of large stations of bridges and whatnot. A little bit of a crew lounge, because that makes sense. And then, like, after that is a bridge. And it's showing that the... crew lounge area, which is where the turbo lift opens up, is currently showing massively depressurized area. That the pressure there is about 20% of what it should be.
Are there any? Is there any other access to the bridge, as far as we can determine?
There are a few small Macquarie tubes that someone would be able to get up, like one at a time with. A little further ahead, right around where the engineers had been working.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond that, no. The back of the turbo lift, like, going forward is towards a bridge, going backwards is pretty much its own, like, mini airlock. If the turbo lift is spun around, right round.
So back to where we started, sort of.
Illyn has a dumb idea.
I'm sure it's not dumb.
We call those plans on this ship.
Oh, right. Cav has a cunning plan. If the crew can find some spacesuits,
The vacuum would not be a hindrance.
How long would we have to be in the vacuum?
A jump?
We don't even need spacesuits, then.
Ilan would prefer a spacesuit.
But if it's just a jump, spacesuits are so restrictive. They never have places for the tail. Also, before I asked that question I asked a few minutes ago, I looked up the vacuum rules. We can totally survive a jump.
Kev is confused. What vacuum rules? Kev is fairly certain that being in a vacuum would be unpleasant.
Kev, it's not to say it's not unpleasant. It's just to say that it's fine. It's a space fantasy. Physics isn't a thing.
Wait. The last time Barrowin asked Kev to jump.
Okay, technically, you're the one who told me we were jumping this time. I'm just telling you to do it without a spacesuit.
Fine, if Barrowin wants to get Barrowin self-killed, that's Barrowin's prerogative. Ilan is going to find a spacesuit, hopefully with a very large helmet.
Okay, that's a fair point.
Could we not just use the tubes and thusly endeavor to avoid the cold nothingness of space, which would prove to be rather unfortunate for you all?
Oh, good. At least Billy understands.
But Billy, that would be less dramatic, and also probably has... They will probably have blasters trained on the entrance to the tubes. That's what Ilan would do.
Look, we don't have a lot of time. We cannot keep sitting here deliberating on how to knock out technicians. The queen is going to get away.
Yes.
Ilan, you have 30 seconds to find a spacesuit.
Okay!
With the K-Swarm, I try to find some spacesuits in 30 seconds.
Okay, in that case, that's upgrading it to 2 red.
That's fair. I take it's perception?
Yeah, it's a perception check, and it's, upgrading it to 2 red because of the time pressure now.
Okay. Technically, Ilan is assisting the droids for whatever that's worth. 2 successes, but 2 threat.
He doesn't have a big helmet.
Okay, here's some thinking. Ilan found a couple of spacesuits. The good news is the success part is they're built for more standard humanoids, so Vistrano will be fine. The 2 threat, that helmet is not going to work well for Cav.
Yay, being a thoroughly average.
High five!
That near-human privilege.
Well, if one of the crew has to be protected, it might as well be the doctor.
And Ilan throws the spacesuit at Vistrano.
Oh, no. That wasn't Vistrano's response, that was Ren's response. Ren's very concerned.
So what is this current cunning plan regarding void and vacuums and absent spacesuits?
Because the crew must move quickly.
Look, we have some special effects budget left.
And Ilan heard a really cool story about a Mandalorian who did something similar once, and it worked well for that Mandalorian, so...
Don't they often have suits already? Very well, let us meet our destiny. Perhaps at the cold hands of space.
I mean, in seriousness, canonically speaking, we see people survive vacuum unprotected for extended periods even without the Force.
I was going to say, you don't have the Force, but okay, you included that caveat.
that is true, because this is Star Wars, not... not actual sci-fi.
I'm not even talking about Leia.
There's also, actual sci-fi. There's a little bit of debate about how long. Anyway.
Although actually, at least what the rules for Edge of the Empire give you is what you don't want to do. For sure. Because it's like, if you take a deep breath, you can hold it for equal to your brawn. It's like, no, don't.
Yeah.
That's like the one thing hard sci-fi agrees on is you do not do that.
Okay, back into the tube!
Are we just going to take the lift to the voidy nothingness and then exit the lift?
Yep.
Okay, so let us meet our destiny and hopefully the queen.
Well, now, hopefully, enough time has passed that the air is no longer being sucked out of the ship, and now it'll just be a hard vacuum.
Yes, that is true. Equalized pressure is, or lack thereof, easier to travel in. To the tube.
To the tube! Oh, wait, that's me.
Aelin is going to take a moment as we're getting into the tube to put the crate's breath over their shoulder, like crossbody-wise with the sling, and then take each of the Ks and stuff them inside of their backpack.
I can just sort of see K5 continuously trying to peek out.
While Aelin was finding a spacesuit, and while Vostrano was subsequently putting it on, I presume.
Yeah.
Could Barrowin have located some kind of length of cable?
Yep.
Cool.
I'm going on, there's got to be lengths of cable or something similar in the engineer's tools.
Yeah, I figured.
Wait, does Barrowin need some rope?
I mean, I have rope.
Oh.
Now, see? I found it.
Oh. Aelin could have just produced it from Aelin's magical belt, but
okay,
sure.
Okay, fine. We'll...
Let us use the cable the captain has found.
You want to use your talent.
Continue supplying... Oh, gosh. Continue protecting your children.
Is it a rope grenade?
Can we stop bickering? I believe this lack of atmosphere makes you biologics tetchy.
Wait, doesn't one of them don't have lungs?
Yeah, that's speciesist, Billy. Aelin is always irrational.
Billy, I've received an HR complaint against you, so this is your first warning.
I believe I'm determining where I would like to be in 5 years.
Honestly, really, the only one that's in a lot of danger right now is Barrowin, right?
A lot's a strong assessment. It's
moderate
fine.
Danger.
Well, at least there's a rebreather, or whatever.
Billy's standing at the turbo lift.
I can almost see Billy just facepalming. Doesn't really do anything, just facepalming.
Why?
So, back up to the top of the turbo lift. I'm still giving a warning. The door opens, and I'm wanting to get a hard athletics check from everyone. On account of door opens, you're in a column of air that is now getting thrown out into the room.
Since we knew this was a possibility, can I have, again, braced and given them at least more stuff to kind of anchor themselves to?
It becomes a group check?
That would still be a lot better for us. Well, some of us.
I'm essentially using, yeah, Billy is the one doing most of it, but everyone else is kind of trying not to shove Billy through the door. That's how my head is sort of getting with the Billy bracing, because it still should be at least like Billy doing the check since everyone else is like pushing on Billy, which would be a red, purple, purple athletics check.
What is Billy's athletics?
Athletics, I have an rank.
I have two ranks, so if we're assisting, take my two ranks.
Yes, please. Vistrano, what is your brawn?
Just three.
Okay, so we're tied there. Do I get a boost?
I have no ranks in athletics.
No. Okay. You said red, purple, purple?
Yes, I did.
All right, two yellows, a green, a red, and two purple. We live! That would be three success and a threat.
All right. So what I am thinking is Billy's able to hold back the heroes. And as that's happening, everyone's sort of wriggling around behind Billy as the shove, like just sort of getting slammed into a wall kind of shove. And they're grabbing onto Billy. And Aelin sort of swings around to the front of Billy. And K5 gets yarded into the room for Yon Threat, since K5 was being so inquisitive earlier.
Okay. Does that injure K5 at all? Or is it just funny?
It stresses out Cav.
That's also a possibility.
I'm kind of wanting to go with that for the moment. Yes, let's go with that for the moment.
K5, no!
So, as everyone's able to now take a clear look out into the area, you can see that there are several cuts in the hull and pieces of flotsam getting pulled to the holes. There's a pair of sorority crew in spacesuits trying to apply some form of sealant to a couple of the holes that are next to each other. And you can see nearby a chair that has had the backrest broken off that looks to be the right size to patch up another hole that is there. And in the middle of the room, right next to the flickering Dejarik table, is a bag of vacuum-set sealants that is magnetized to the floor. And you can see emergency closets off to the right and several passed out crew that are pressed up against the walls near the holes.
What are the obvious exits?
There does look to be a door across the room, but it does look like it has been shut. And looks like the pressure hatches on it have been shut as well. Like, there's a secondary door that slams down when, like, you've got the blast door and then the pressure door on that. I'm going to trade Federation rules.
Baron points at it and points to Illyn and then points at the door again.
Illyn is going to move it over towards that door and trying to determine if there's an easy way to slice into it. If not, Illyn has plan B. B for not for Barrowin, but for bombs.
No, there doesn't look to be an easy way through the door.
All right.
It does look like you'd have to either do some form of mechanics for it or get the pressure to be equalized between them.
Well, a bomb will fix that quickly.
Yep. Quick question. Are we dealing with vacuum rules?
Yes.
Okay, so we need to keep track of how many rounds things take.
Yeah, so there would be enough time to get across the room and do an action in this round. Or, like, go to the middle of the room, pick up one of the vacuum sealing tubes, and start trying to seal holes. That also could work.
It's interesting that you think we're going to bother with
it. I'm just providing options. Options.
So just for everybody who is not up on your rules that almost never get used.
Thank you for reaching out to me, Brandon. I needed that.
I mean, to be fair, I'm the only person I've ever seen use vacuum rules in this game. I've never seen them used by any other GM.
Technically, it actually does call for them in the adventure. Like, this is actually an adventure module thing that, of course, I'm going to use. Like, why wouldn't I use? That would just be silly.
All right, so vacuum basics.
Creatures who need to breathe...
Barrowin.
Right, I guess just Barrowin in this case, since Astrana presumably has a air supply.
Yeah.
Have a suit.
Can hold their breath for rounds equal to their brawn, so two. So Barrowin's going to start suffocating in two rounds.
Ooh.
After two rounds.
And the suffocation part is?
Well, suffocation we can deal with later. The thing that everybody's going to be subject to, except for presumably Vastrano and arguably Billy?
I'm pretty sure it's in the droid stuff that droids aren't affected by vacuum.
Nope.
Yeah, so Barrowin and Illyn will also each take three wounds every round from, like, the vacuum part, not the breath part.
Okay.
Oh, so since even though Cav doesn't need to breathe, they're still being discomforted by the circumstance.
Yeah, the three wounds is reflecting the pressure situation, the lack of protection from things like extreme heat or cold, etc. So basically, Cav and Barrowin, starting now, take three wounds every round. And also you start to really add up critical injuries if you're in vacuum for very long. And Barrowin, after the first two rounds, will start to suffocate as well.
Okay. All right, then here's what I think's going to happen. As we're moving over there, Illyn is going to point towards one of the vacuum like sealant canisters. It's like point emphatically for the rest of you since Illyn can't talk right now. And then Illyn is going to, as their action, pull a proton grenade out of their bag and start to set it on the blast door, preparing to punch a hole in it, something large enough that we can hopefully then get the door open.
Okay. Well, I mean, that should be... Well, you're doing with a proton grenade. I'm kind of figuring that should be like a base to red check.
What will using the sealant take? Like, is that a mechanics check, or can I just, like... and it works?
It is a mechanics check, but depending on the size of the hole is how big of a mechanics check it is. For most of the holes that are there, it would be like an easy or an average check. There's one that is of considerable size that would be a much more difficult check.
Okay. Well, let Christine do her thing, and then we'll do our things.
Okay. All right, two red, you said, Ben?
Okay, I'm just wanting to get clear as to what you're wanting to, like, because someone says proton grenade to me, I'm thinking that this is going to take out, like, a blast door in size.
No, proton grenades are from Dangerous Covenants. They are a very small blast radius explosive. It's basically like doing a breach charge on a door, especially if Aelin's only using one.
That would then take out the door.
Yeah. It may take out part of the door, yes. It's not that much damage if it's just one. If Aelin starts stacking them, then I could probably take out this door. But Berwyn indicated to get through this thing quickly, so that's at least what Aelin is going to try to resort to.
Alright. So in that case, yeah, I'm going to go with two red and a setback on account of the environment that you're in.
Okay, I'm going to brace the setback away.
Yep.
And
you're not exactly in zero G, but yeah, you're definitely in vacuum, so it's weird. Or mostly vacuum.
Okay. Oh, let's see how this goes. Four successes, but a threat.
Uh-huh.
Sadly, I don't really have any currency to try to make this more precise.
All right, so that does explode. So you set that. How are you taking cover? Like, that's kind of my...
Aelin's going to set it, turn it on, and then is going to start to move away as quickly as they can in the vacuum... along the same wall where the blast door is, so trying to kind of stay clear of where the debris might fly out. If they, given it's a lounge, if they can find a table or a chair or anything to hide behind in time, they're going to get behind that. But given I have a threat, you know, something might happen.
Yeah, well, so what I'm thinking is that the way that it works is it does punch a hole through and it does start equalizing pressure between the two rooms, but the air that comes out is pretty much like a cross between a cannon and a fire hose. It just is sending so much air so fast, it's actually bringing the pressure up on this side, but in doing so, it's sending so much debris that it's pelting people and it's actually sent... that one was Billy. I rolled D3. Skidding back, and yeah, there's enough force to throw Billy against the far wall because the way that the air came out was at an inopportune angle.
Do I take damage?
3 damage.
Okay.
All right. That was Aelin's action. What's everybody else doing during the round?
Bear was just going to move toward the door as much as possible.
I feel like Vistrano would probably try to stick close with Berwyn because they seem like the most sort of maybe vulnerable one right now. Protect mode.
Fair enough. What's Billy doing? Because this didn't knock Billy out or anything like that. I mean, Billy's a gosh darn droid.
How are the two guys doing with their patching?
They're making decent progress. They've got the hole that they had been working on finished, and now they're working at sealing this, what now is essentially a stool, to a pretty large hole. And they're slowly going around it with the vacuum set sealant.
If we get through, is there a way for the door that we just opened to close?
Yes.
I'm going to take the sealant with me and I'm going to follow everyone. So I'm going to walk through, grab the sealant that they're trying to use and take it with me so we...
Like the unused tubes that are sitting in the middle? Okay.
Yep.
Sure. Takes the rest of the round for the air pressure to... fall low enough that the other door is willing to open. And yeah, it's still, it sort of went up to like 30% vacuum in the holy room. The door opens up and then I'm assuming the four of you try and dive through.
Yep, Berwyn will make sure everybody else is through before she goes.
Yep, just trying to get through.
I'll throw the bag of sealant in.
Okay.
There will be a little bit of sort of like a just with our eyes who will force the other one to go first, but eventually Vistrano will acquiesce and go before Berwyn.
All right. So because we're then going to be using the hull sealant difficulties. The hole for it is, it's not a huge hole, but is, I'm going with like a foot around, or a foot across, not around, sorry. Completely different thing. So a lot of the stuff that is on the other side is now trying to chatter its way through this hole. And like the doors open, that caused another avenue for a bunch of stuff to fly out. But like there's stuff that you could put in front of this and then like try and seal around. What we'll take to close the door and seal it, the sealing is going to be a red-red-purple check for mechanics. And the closing the door is going to take a computer's check, which will be 1 red, 2 purple.
Okay, so now is it, who's doing what check? Is it possible for Ilan to do both, or does there need to be some teamwork here?
If you're wanting to do it all this round, it has to be teamwork. Ilan can do one or the other.
What is the room that we're in?
Looks to be a radio room.
Is there anything that I can dislodge and place over the door?
Yeah, there's several things that you can put in front of the hole, but that'll slow the flow of air, won't stop it. Doing that would assist Ilan or whoever's sealing it in closing it, but it wouldn't be, the roll would still need to be made.
Ilan will happily accept the assistance. And speaking of assistance, Ilan's going to unclasp K3 from their arm. And not toss, because there's a vacuum here, but pass K3 over to Vistrano, clicking their mandibles, not that it's easy to hear right now, and K1's in their backpack, and point at the computer terminal as they start to try to deal with the sealant part.
Vistrano, so you're just like actively tossing it at him?
Passing it because of the vacuum, okay. Because everything's being blown out. Ilan really doesn't want to lose one of Ilan's children, so you're being handed this very weird, buggy sort of droid that seems to be part data pad or slicing gear. You've seen Ilan use it a lot, but...
Yeah. I was curious of the distinction between passing and tossing, because I didn't want to end up...
Very important distinction in this context.
Passing in this context.
Yes, okay.
So basically passing on... the droid assistance, which would be 2 boosts to Vistrano for the computer's check, while Ilan tries to do the sealant check assisted by Billy.
Thank you. Unassisted. And you say you support droids.
Okay, just to give a hair of clarification here, since the question was raised, I'm assuming that the explosion went through the bulkhead, not the actual door, because the door has so many other things that could go wrong if, like, a despair was done. I'm assuming that, like, go over 3 feet, do the explosion there. That way, air's still going to come out, but the door's going to be all intact. The door itself isn't willing to close while it's in vacuum because it's trying to make it easy for people to move around in the vacuum. So you can patch the hole in the wall and then force the door to close. Do both, the pressure will rise. That is how I was interpreting the...
Okay.
Damage.
Yeah, I didn't follow that at all, yeah, but it makes sense now.
Okay, same page. I was also not on that same page, obviously, but now we're where we need to be, so...
Yeah, there were questions, okay. So better to answer. Plus, also, a little bit, listeners also were kind of wondering what the heck.
Billy is helping Ilan by droid handling a hunk of paneling from the radio to the wall and holding it to the wall so that Ilan can seal the hole around it.
Yeah.
Okay, and Ilan is doing the sealing.
Okay, so we'll deal with that check first.
I believe you said that was red, red, purple?
Yes.
Okay.
Technically, I'm decreasing it once on account of the help that you're getting.
I'm a helper.
I appreciate it. Let's spend a light side point to give me an extra green die. Again, bracing, if I need to for vacuum reasons, and... Oh my god. 8 successes, but 4 threat. Ilan might have accidentally sealed, like, their hand to the door or something, or the door, the hole or something.
Your hand?
Okay, my mind also went there.
But did it really good!
Ow, my tail!
Your other hand! Oh no, yeah. Time to chop it off!
Alright, so while this is going on, like, huge amount of air, like, the last of the air is starting to whoosh out of here and going through the
pincushion that is outside. I kind of want to bank that threat toy and see how Vastrano's role goes.
Oh, boy, that's not ominous.
It's very threatening.
Yeah.
You get two boosts from K3.
Yeah, so, okay. So, Vastrano, who has been past the droid, sort of very gingerly carries it over and is in the spacesuit, so it's probably sort of muffled, but he will look down. I really hope you know what you're doing with these things better than I do. So, Ilin wanted us to do this. So, do you have sort of tool? Because I don't. And then we'll...
Skunk Link pops out.
Then we'll start fiddling with the stuff.
The best thing about K3 is that K3 can hold on.
Exactly.
Yes, but Vastrano is still... You know how somebody who's never held a baby before, when they're handed a baby for the first time? This is how Vastrano is holding this droid. Like, oh dear,
fingertips,
I'm going to break
at arm's
it.
Length.
So very gingerly holding onto it to hopefully not break it.
K3 won't explode, Vastrano. Most likely.
Oh gosh, so this is a computers with yep. Two boosts, you said, correct?
Yes, because that's what Improved Speaks Binary does.
Take the light side.
Yes, I'm absolutely going to need to take light side because I don't have any ranks in this. I only have just being smart.
And our captain only has so many limbs.
Your difficulty is one red and two purple.
Okay, this is a lot of letters. It's just a lot of letters happening. I'm rolling yellow, green, green, green.
Oh, sorry. There also should be a setback due to due to the whole vacuum thing.
Yellow, green, green, green. Boost, boost. Red, purple, purple. Setback. Enter. Ba-pow! All right.
Nice job.
That was okay. I have got myself two successes and three advantages. That somehow turned out better than when I punch things half the time.
K3 is kind of the thing that actually saved you there.
Yes, absolutely. Wow, yes. Yep.
And also the difficulty dice just not showing up.
Yeah.
Hey, that one was trying hard.
That, yeah.
Yeah. There were four. One showed up.
Yes. So I assume that mostly this is Vastrano getting very bogged down with some small detail that he thinks is important and K3 doing all of the work.
That totally makes sense. What would you want to do with the advantage on that roll?
Well, I'm digging around in a computer, and I know that
Ilin
has already dug around in a computer, but is there some piece of information that we could accidentally find? Like, if she has hidden things, or which we assume she has hidden things, maybe we find some glimmer of a clue or something as to that Ilin didn't notice because Ilin was looking for normal tech person type things, but Vastrano happened to notice because they just didn't even know what to look for.
I mean, that totally makes sense.
Well, you know how, like, somebody will look at something and be, like, very, very highly trained in it and just sort of gloss over, but then somebody who's never seen a thing before be like, oh, what's that weird thing? Oh.
Yeah. I honestly run into that a lot in my day job.
Yeah.
I am thinking, yeah, you can definitely do that. The thing that I'm sort of running into is that there's just not that much ship that you can really run into. The bridge itself is a couple rooms ahead. There's like one room after this that's between the bridge and the four of you. So that's like, there's just not that much ship.
Oh, I'm starting to run low on some things. Could I have honed in on something that looked like a vaguely medical symbol and I found the location of just like a cache of like a couple stim packs or something? Because I know that we're running so low on medical supplies.
That would totally work. Yep. Like messing around with the door, especially messing around with the emergency stuff on the door. Yeah, I'd totally go with that.
Yay.
I'd go with a pair of stim packs from that.
That's wonderful. I find the equivalent of a first aid kit.
Yeah. So the sealant is in place. The door slams shut. You can feel the door slam shut more than hear it.
and the air starts to come in. The air pressures where you're around is fighting with trying to pressurize this room and also the next room. And that's what I'm going to use the threat on. It's going to take to the end of the third round for the pressure to actually get back up to breathable pressure.
Okay, so...
So we're going to take some wounds.
Barrowin and Illyn will both be experiencing vacuum for 3 total rounds. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Barrowin is sort of turning blue.
I did not know Solonians could change colors like that. This is not good. I am supposed to be the shiny blue one. Vestrano is supposed to be the matte blue one.
So, how much damage has already been taken due to atmospheric conditions?
First round, it was setting the proton grenade and getting through. Second round was closing the door and sealing the breach. Third round was airing up the place. So that's 3 rounds, which is 3 wounds per round. Total 9.
So they're on 9 wound because of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And Vistrano's okay and I'm okay, so it's Cav and Barrowin that we need to keep an eye on.
Yep.
Our poor little breakable babies.
And Barrowin, in that third round, ran out of the deep breath she took, so she also took 3 strain on that third round for suffocation.
Is that what suffocating is, since it's now later?
Yeah, so total 9 wounds.
Okay. Illyn's looking pretty rough. There's probably some cracks in their carapace again.
And 3 strain for Barrowin.
Stop me before I tell us to do that next time.
The scan can't stop Barrowin. No being can.
And Illyn's going to pull out one of their remaining stim packs and stim pack themselves.
Checks out.
Illyn's actually going to stim pack themselves twice.
Undoing the full 9.
Yes.
Right.
Barrowin will hit herself with the stim pack. I believe I got a stim pack last time, so I think this is just at a 4.
No, that was the previous day.
Yeah, I don't...
Cool.
Yeah, because I don't think you've taken any physical damage to that extent on this foray into consular cruisers.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Are you doing it just once, then?
Just once, which leaves me at 4 wounds out of 17.
All right.
So I'm okay.
For a given definition of okay.
I mean, fair enough.
There's just a bit of frost on my fur.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Heroes of the Hydean Way. You can find show updates on Twitter at The Hydean Way, and you can find me, Ben, on Twitter at Deuterium Ice.
I'm Leslie. You can find me at LeslitGS, and if you backtrack some for a couple of episodes on Silhouette Zero.
I'm Ren, and I am at Atomic Firebird, and at this juncture, I guess I can talk about the fact that I have a Twitch thing, which you can just go find if you find me on Twitter. No big deal.
I'm Brandon. I'm on Twitter at Blue of the Kin. And if you want to hear me and Ben and some other people experience Star Trek Enterprise episode by episode, you can find that on Twitter at Int Club Podcast.
And you can find me, Christine, or Illyn on Twitter at 12th Night. That's 1-2 TH Night with a K. I also have 2 D&D 5e actual play podcasts. The Glass Dagger can be found at The Glass Dagger on Twitter or at CompleteKnight.com, also Knight with a K. And Omen's Call can be found on Twitter at Omen's Call Pod or over at OmensCall.com.
We are all at TheHydeanWay.com, where you can find previous episodes and our sister podcast, Tales from the Hydean Way.
Our podcasts are on Apple and Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify, where you can find other episodes and help us out by rating and reviewing the show.
We are also on Facebook as Heroes of the Hydean Way, and you can holocom us at heroes@thehydeanway.com.
If you like what we do and want to support the show, you can find us at patreon.com/thehydeanway.
Or you can donate a calf to us at ko-fi.com/thehydeanway.
Okay, so I am helping Billy. I am helping Billy.